I thought you weren't allowed to die in dreams. When I open my eyes, I see that I've left the window beside my bed open because sometimes I'm an idiot. The rain's coming in so heavily that when I sit up, my wet sheets stick to my chest like strands of seaweed.
Positioned safely outside, I'm slammed by three harsh realities. One, the irony that this is the first time I'm viewing this place with my own eyes instead of through my sister Nyx's dreams. Two, the next time she sees it through mine, nothing will be left but embers and ash. And three, how I wish I could be sorry for the helplessness she'll feel.
It was clear Callie had money, given her diamond stud earrings and indestructible blowout, the soft twists of her blonde ponytail bouncy and defiant against the elements. Callie bent down and lifted the glasses out of the sand.
Cal, no, don't touch them.
I sit down, since I feel that my job as opener went as well as I could expect.
Okay.
Aiden sits down and puts his guitar in his lap.
Are you ready for some music?
He gets a round of applause.
This is a new song I've learned just for Evie, and I hope you guys like it.
He learned a new song for me? He starts strumming the guitar, and I don't recognize the music. Did he write something for me? I hate how much I want that to be the case. To be the girl he sings about. But without all the heartbreak, I want a sappy love song.
I couldn't feel my sister there. Yes, my foot pressed into her side against a barrier of static ribs. Yes, her skin was cool beneath her PJs, carbon copies of my own, save for the fabric. Hers a pattern of pink polka dots, mine a striped yellow. What I didn't feel was her presence in the room beside me.
The glowing compression cuffs on her wrists, which protected skin burned in an accident years before, were the only light in the otherwise dark space. The press of a button was all it took to power them up. Her fingertips were white beneath red-painted nails as she gouged a piece of steel against the flat of one blade, creating a thin tally the length of her smallest finger. Without its spirals of electricity, the sword looked like any other weapon. The tallies, any other soldier's lucky mark.
Did you know her? Mom asks. My hands go cold and the tips of my fingers turn numb. I knew Lucy. At the beginning of the school year, I started cleaning the art room before track so Mrs. Brown could pick up her son from preschool on time. She paid me $30 a week and Lucy was usually there painting. But I would have known her anyway. Everyone did. Because she had a seizure on the school bus a few months ago. Someone had filmed it and sent the video around set to an EDM song whose beat matched the shaking of her body.